Tell me a little bit about this trip.
It's going to be people from the Southern University at New Orleans and the Southern University at Shreveport. So we can all bond together and learn what our central ideas and our central questions are. So when we get to Washington, D.C., we go talk to some other people maybe on the Capitol, we can ask them the burning questions down here in the South that may not be the problems in the North as much as it is down here. So maybe on the bus ride, I'm sure we can conjure up some ideas together, learn each other a little bit more, and learn what's going on in Northern Louisiana, in New Orleans, and things like that, and bring it together as a central idea of the Southern University system.
And so as a young person, why did you want to go?
I wanted to go because 50 years ago, my mom experienced the March on Washington. She watched it, but now I can be there for her as her daughter and wanting the same things and having the same ambition that she did.
Okay, and so what does it mean for you to be able to go and do that?
It means a lot. I mean, I heard a lot about this 50th anniversary coming up, and I never thought I would have the experience to be there. I thought I would just have to see the pictures and the videos like everybody else. But the fact that I get to stand there, it's going to be like passing on the tradition of being there to my sons and my daughters, as well as my grandchildren.
Do you have any expectations for this trip?
Yeah, I expect to learn a lot more about exactly what Martin Luther King was aiming at in his speech, and I expect to learn the progression that we have made, and I also expect for someone or a speaker or even one of my fellow students to lay out where else we need to go, where is the first place we need to start at so that we can gain perfect equality between races and religions and everything else.
And so is that what you're wanting to take away from this experience?
Yeah, I want to take away a new presence that I could bring to Southern University, kind of remotivate all of our students to understand that although we have not reached equality, there's things that we can do to further the progression.
What do you think about where the civil rights movement is right now?
I think if you go back to the saying, we've come this far by faith, I feel we've come away by the faith that we've had, but I feel younger people start to lose faith. So I think we need to kind of go back to that faith that we had, that we can do this, we're able, and then start the ball rolling again and go head first into whatever it is that we need to do to reach equality. It's kind of like coloring a picture. We've colored most of the picture, but there are still vitally important parts that have left blank that need to be filled in so that we can have perfect equality.
This 50th anniversary and all the events that are going on around it, what do you think that showing up in Washington and having this event says to the rest of the country?
I believe it tells them that we aren't content with where we are, that we feel that there's a need for us to come back to Washington and reclaim all of those people, reclaim their descendants to continue moving forward. I believe it shows them that we're not okay with where we are and we're still ready to push forward in getting exactly where we want to be.